Today, we're going to talk about the NBA standings for the 2021-22 season predictions. Obviously, you know, we could look back, whatever, maybe whenever the season ends. Look back then, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be a normal season, so in June, you'll look back in 10 months from now and say, oh, these were completely off, there are some things that are different, but it's just an estimate as of now.
I can go back and, like, laugh at this after the end of the season.
All right, so I'll start with the East standings. At the number one standing, the number one first seed, I have the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the reason why they will be the number one seed is because they're always a very great regular season team. They have a great coaching staff. They have enough star players to take the load off Giannis. Their whole team is a good defensive team. And I think, yeah, that's just the reason why I think they will be the number one seed. They're very consistent in the regular season. The number two seed I have to be the 76ers. And the reason why I have the 76ers to be number two seed is, well, again, because they are a good team. Like, they signed Drummond, got rid of Dwight Howard. That wasn't necessarily, like, a great move. I mean, it increases a little bit of depth. I mean, I don't really think one was better than the other. But they pretty much stayed a very similar team, and that team was a very good team last season. So that's why I also have them on number two seed. The number three seed, I have the Brooklyn Nets. The reason why I have them kind of a little bit lower than most people would have them is because of load management. And I think there'll be a lot of games where only one or two of the stars will play. And, you know, they still haven't really figured out a very good defense. They still really don't have a lot of defense. And I think, I mean, they're a very good offensive team. Like, you have three superstars on one team. I mean, that's really, like, you really can't get much better than that. The main reason why I have them at the three seed is because of load management instead of them being the one or two, because of load management. At the number four seed, I have the Miami Heat. They definitely made an upgrade. They upgraded Dragic for Lowry. They went into a more win-now mode by sending Precious Achiuwa away as well. They also got P.J. Tucker from the Bucks. So they got better defense, and they got another star to go along with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Maybe Tyler Hero might have a breakout year or something off the bench. Maybe, you know, they still have Victor Oladipo. They still have Duncan Robinson. They still have a ton of depth on their team. So that's why I think they'll be the fourth seed. At the five seed, I have the Atlanta Hawks. And the Atlanta Hawks are one of those teams where you don't really know where they could be. You know, they could drop down and be the 7 or 8 seed, or they could even be like the 3 seed. I mean, you never know, but I think a good spot to fit them is right in the middle of that at the 5 seed, because they're one of the most deepest teams in the NBA. Pretty much, they have pretty much two players at every single position that are like starter quality players. They have a really nice young core. You know, they have Trae Young, John Collins, Onyeka Okongwu, and of course they have a ton of wings, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, Kevin Herter, and all those guys should take steps next season if they're all healthy. You know, if DeAndre Hunter can stay healthy, that would also be a very good plus. And, you know, they're just overall a really solid team. So the next, at the 6 seed spot, I have the New York Knicks. I also like the Atlanta Hawks and New York Knicks. I don't really know where to put them because they could, like, exceed expectations like they did last year, or they could, you know, have a bad year and, like, maybe drop down to the 9 or 10 seed. I mean, you don't really know, but they got a lot of upgrades in Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier, and they pretty much stayed the same other than that. RJ Barrett is going to continue to improve. Maybe Randall will, as well as Quickly. You know, their team's overall, again, a really solid team. Like the Hawks, they're a really deep team. At the 7 seed, I have the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics didn't really do much going for the offseason. I mean, they did a little bit, but they didn't really make any moves that I thought was going to make them, like, so much better. I mean, they are going to be healthy this year. If they had this roster last year, they would definitely be a better team than last year if they could stay healthy. But the East is a really competitive conference this year, as well as the West. Both are pretty competitive. So the 7 seed for the Celtics, I think, is a good spot for them, considering that they pretty much have the same roster as they do last year. Maybe, you know, the Jays can play better. But, yeah. And then at the 8 seed, I have the Chicago Bulls, because the reason why some people might have them higher, but I think it might take them a little bit for them to gel together. It might take them a season for them to gel. I just don't really see how DeRozan really fits in the lineup with Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball and Vucevic. I mean, it's kind of like an awkward fit. I mean, he's never really been like a second or third option. And he's starting, you know, he's not as good as he was in Toronto. I mean, it'll be strange. I mean, maybe they can become a higher seed. It's all just going to come down to if that can fit well and if they can, how quickly they can gel. At the 9 seed, I have the Indiana Pacers. The Indiana Pacers are one of the more average teams in the NBA, but they are still really underrated. They have a really solid roster. They just really never perform up to the roster, but they have a really nice roster. They have Sabonis, Brogdon, Miles Turner, TJ Warren, all of which are really solid players. So they are a really solid team. So that's why I have them at the 9 spot for the play-in tournament. At the 10 seed, I have the Charlotte Hornets. Who did they draft? Do you know who they drafted?
I'm not sure, actually.
I don't really remember who they drafted. But they're pretty much the same team as last year, LaMelo Ball. They have a ton of a really young roster, LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges, PJ Washington. All those guys will improve. They extended Terry Rozier, which is a really underrated move. Terry Rozier definitely deserved that extension. But, I mean, they're pretty much the same team as they were last year, but they'll continue to improve. They got a couple upgrades. They also got Mason Plumlee, so which is an upgrade over Cody Zeller, you could say. So, yeah, that's what I have them at the 10 seed. All right, now Kyrov will go for the East standings.
Okay, so at the 1 seed, I have the Nets. And I do get what you're saying about the load management. But I think now that they've had 1 season to gel, and I think hopefully they'll stay healthy more this season, I think they'll grab the 1 seed. For the 2 seed, I have the Bucks. And I think they're just going to be very similar to last season. And they're just going to do just like they have with the past like 3-4 seasons, do well in the regular season. Giannis, obviously, is I think going to play well again. For the 3 seed, I have actually the Heat. I really liked them picking up Kyle Lowry. I think he's really good defensively, and I think that's a really good move for them. So they have, like, I mean, Jimmy Butler, Adebayo, Lowry, Hero, Duncan Robinson still. So I think they really have a solid team. For the 4, I have the 76ers. And the reason why I think they're going to drop down a bit is because I just don't really think that – I think that they're going to start becoming not as patient. And, like, it hasn't really worked, like, the past couple of seasons for them. And I think that, like, if they start losing a couple of games, it could start really, like, starting a downward spiral, sort of. So I have them at the 4 seed. And then for the 5 seed, I have the Boston Celtics, which may be a bit optimistic. But I think that Kemba really hampered the 2 Jays, Jalen and Jason, their playing. And I think that he was really shooting not very well last season. And so I think this season, Tatum and Brown will really, like, become – like superstars, like maybe both of them will make for like all NBA teams. So I think that they're going to do really good. I think the Celtics will finish in the fifth spot. For the sixth spot, I have the Bulls. And even though I'm not sure how they're all going to fit together with DeRozan, Vucevic, Ball, I think that they have enough good players that they are good enough to be comfortably in the playoffs. In the seventh seed, I have the Hawks. And I have them taking a bit of a step back from last year, just because I think that Trae Young will take a bit of a step back. I think that people will get more used to guarding him. And I think that, yeah, I think he'll just take a step back.
You also have to account into that the NBA did do some rule changing for offensive fouls. And maybe, you know, it'll change up Trae Young's game a little. Yeah. Obviously, he's still very talented. I don't think it'll affect him too much. But, you know, might do a little bit of a change. You never know.
Yeah. In the eighth spot, I have the Knicks. And I think that the reason why they're going to get worse is that I think that last season was a really great season for them. But I think that because they added Walker and Fournier, they're going to lose that kind of tough defense that they had before. And, I mean, they won't lose it entirely, but I think they'll still make the playoffs, but I think that they'll just not be as good this season. In ninth, I have the Hornets. I think that they're a pretty good team with Rozier and Hayward, but they'll make the play-in, but I'm not sure how good that, if they can maybe try to sneak into the playoffs, I'm not sure. They do have Rozier, they have Ball, and they have Hayward, which I think are three good players, but I don't think overall they have the, like, firepower that some other teams have. In 10th, I have the Pacers. I have them around there for similar reasons that you do. Just, like, every season it seems like they have a solid roster, but they never really perform that great. So I have them in 10th. In 11th, oh, wait, so we're only doing the top 10, so yeah.
Yeah, only doing top 10 for plan. So I noticed that we're pretty similar. I'm pretty sure all 10 teams we had making some sort of spot, whether it be the playoffs or the play-in. I'm pretty sure they're all the same team.
I think there's a pretty clear – to me, there's a pretty – for me, it's a pretty clear what the 10 teams were. Just,
yeah.
It was just what order they were in.
Yeah, I think maybe the Raptors could maybe sneak in. I mean –
yeah, you never know. They always – Raptors always – well, not last season, but in the past, they've always performed better than people think they are, so.
Yeah. On for the rest of the teams, like the Cavs, you know.
Cavs, Pistons, the Wizards, Magic.
Cavs, Pistons, Magic, Wizards. All those other teams, they're just like, they're kind of in a more of a.
Rebuild mode.
Except for the Wizards. I don't really know what's going on with the Wizards. You know, maybe the Wizards might make the plan. You don't know, but it's pretty obvious that the Cavs. Magic or Pistons aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
So, yeah, and now for the Western standings. At the number one seed, I have the Los Angeles Clippers. I think that both Paul George and Kawhi Leonard will get to play with each other more. They didn't really get to play with each other last year. The whole Clippers team wasn't very healthy the entire year. There's just a lot of load management, you know. Hopefully they can play more together. It's just going to come down to that. I mean, obviously, this was a really tough conference to do because it's going to be super-duper competitive, like the East. But this could go either way. Like, any team could literally be in the top three. Like, you really never know. But for now, the LA Clippers, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and they just have a really nice defensive team. Their whole team can pretty much shoot the basketball, except for maybe Zubac or... Yeah, their whole team is a really solid team. They're a really great team. They have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, two defensive beasts. I mean, they're going to be a really tough team that if you have to get matched up against, it's going to be a really tough night for you. The number two seed, I have the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, there's not really much explanation to be here. They're going to be good. They have, you know, three superstars. They have a really nice supporting cast, a really nice veteran team, which means that I expect them to be a top three team, defensive team in the league, They have a really nice defensive like veterans. Very nice. Like they can all change the pace of the game. They have many guys who can step up whenever they need to, like Melo can. And even like Dwight can play a really big role. They got a lot of shooters to surround their three superstars who aren't the greatest shooters. So yeah, that's really, I mean, it's kind of obvious. They're going to be a really great team. At the number three seed, I have the Warriors. I mean, they're a healthy, hopefully, you know, pray that nothing happens to Klay again or any of their roster, but they're going to be a really healthy team. Hopefully they're going to be a really young team. They got Jonathan Kuminga. They got Moses Moody, which are two very great young players who might be able to make a immediate impact. You never know. I mean, they might make a trade in the middle of the season. You never know, but they're going to have Wiseman coming back from injury, Klay coming back from injury. You know, they still have Curry, Wiggins, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, more young guys off the bench. They're a really solid team, and they're going to be even more better next year. They're going to have more depth, more better players, more scores to take the load off Curry. So, yeah. And like the Lakers one, that's also pretty obvious. I mean, they're probably going to be a playoff team. They're definitely going to be a good team. So, yeah. At the number four seed, I have the Nuggets. And the Nuggets are always a good team. They have Jokic, the MVP. Jamal Murray is going to be back from injury. They picked up Jeff Green. I still don't know what's happening to Millsap, but Jeff Green is a really good, great pickup. I mean, they're pretty much the same team as last year, except maybe just a little bit more healthier, which is still a very great team. At the number five seed, I have the Suns. I think that the Suns Chris Paul might regress a little bit, and I just don't think that they're going to, you know, go back to the finals again. I mean, they got McGee, who's another very great backup center. But I think last year might have been a little bit of a fluke. It might have been like how the Miami Heat went so far in 2020. Instead, the Suns actually did really great in the regular season. So I don't know. Maybe they might be a top team. But for now, I just have them at the five seed. Obviously, because the West is still a really competitive conference. So just because you're the five seed, you're still a really great team. All these teams are really great teams. At the six seed, I have the Utah Jazz. Last time when people doubted the Utah Jazz, they got the one seed. But, I mean, I just don't really think that the Utah Jazz are better than any of the teams ahead of them. So, I mean, they're a really great team. I mean, they brought back Mike Conley. They even made some upgrades. They got Rudy Gay. They got – I don't remember exactly who they got, but I remember they got a lot of players, a lot of, like, very solid upgrades for their team, just a lot of more veterans. So, yeah, they're going to be a great team. Like I said, again, I don't think they're better than any of the teams ahead of them. At the number seven seed, I have the Mavericks. The Mavericks are one of those teams that it's just like Luka. I mean, maybe Porzingis might have a better year than he had last year. I mean, they really didn't do much this offseason. And they got Reggie Bullock, but like, is Reggie Bullock really going to help them that much? Probably not. So, I mean, unless if they actually really do something, get a third star. I mean, they re-signed Tim Hardaway Jr., but unless if they get a third star, I mean, I don't really see them moving up any higher than around the seventh seed. And at the eighth seed, I have the Blazers. The Blazers, again, the last 2 years, they haven't had that great of a regular season. I think they're starting to fall apart, you know. Maybe they might make some moves. Maybe they might flip CJ. They might move Dame in the middle of the season. You never know. They didn't really do anything in the offseason. I mean, they got Larry Nance Jr. who would help, but they already have like Rocco. So like they weren't really in need of a defensive like wing or defensive big. Like they have the team. Like the Pacers, they never really seem to perform. I mean, they didn't do anything either, like I said earlier. So I mean, I don't really think they're a better team. And at the ninth seed, I have the Grizzlies. They got Steven Adams and they got Rondo, I'm pretty sure. They got Culver from the Patrick Beverley deal. So they definitely got some good players. Steven Adams said he wanted to become a stretch big. You know, maybe he might come in to next season with a little bit of a shot. You never know. They got some new young players. They got, I'm pretty sure that they got more players. You know, Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be healthy. He was a really underrated player. They still have Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson. Even though they are rumored to be on the trade market, they're still a really solid team. They're still a really great team. So at the 10th seed, I have a little bit of a hot take here. Now, I don't really know which other team could be here, but I have the Minnesota Timberwolves because I think that they're going to be healthy next year. I mean, they were never healthy last year. Anthony Edwards might take a step. Like, he might become like a near all-star. I mean, he already kind of was a near all-star, but I think he might become a star. You know, they still have Kat. Kat's going to be healthy. D'Angelo Russell's going to be healthy, which neither were healthy last season. They got Patrick Beverley. They got their defensive guard. They got rid of Culver, who wasn't playing so well for them. So I think they're going to be a great team next year. So that is my Western Conference standings.
Okay, so I, for my number one seed, I have the Lakers. And the reason why I have the Lakers is just they have so much firepower. They have LeBron, Westbrook, AD, Carmelo. I mean, it's like they're kind of loaded, but they do kind of concern me defensively. Because other than AD, all of those players are not very good defensively. But I think that they still will get the number one seed. For the number two seed, I have the Phoenix Sun. And the reason why I have them, I kind of disagree with you. I don't think that they're going to take a step back. I think that they'll stay around the same. I think that people have been saying that Chris Paul is going to take a step back for a long time, and he really hasn't. He stayed pretty consistent.
I mean, that is true.
And I think that, I mean, maybe not, but I think that Ayton and Booker will still keep improving. I mean, I think Booker could become like an MVP candidate this year. And so I think that they'll stay around the same. I think they'll still have a good team coming to playoffs. For the three seed, I have the Clippers. I think that for all the same reasons as you, well, you said the one seed, I agree with you, except for one. I don't agree that I think that Kawhi, like load management, every year he continues load management. So I think he'll continue load management. And I think that he will, him and Paul George won't actually play any better than they have in past seasons. For the four seed, I have the Jazz. And the reason why I have them this high is that they're just such a complete team. Like they have, their whole team is just so solid. And they still have Donovan Mitchell as that star for scoring. And they have like the veterans in Conley and Ingles. So I think that they're going to stay comfortably in the playoffs. For the fifth seed, I have the Warriors. And the reason why I have them a bit lower is that I think that Klay might not return as the same Klay that was before all those injuries. And I think that he might, like, he's had so many injuries, and I think that he'll just be not as good of a player.
Now, one thing I kind of disagree with you there is just that, I mean, yeah, he probably won't be as great, but he won't be so much worse because his game isn't really relying on athleticism. His game, I mean, he's still a great shooter. I mean, injury or not, he's still a really great shooter. So he might not be like the star player he was, but he's still going to be a really solid player.
Yeah, I think he's still going to be a really good shooter. Solid player. But I also think that Andrew Wiggins is not going to work. I think if they do make some sort of trade involving Andrew Wiggins, and last season I actually liked Andrew Wiggins. I thought he did a really great job, but I think that if they don't make a trade for him, I think that guard room is really crowded, and I think that he's kind of going to get he's just not going to have a big influence like he did last season.
Yeah, there were some rumored moves for Draymond. Yeah. I'm sorry, not Draymond, for Pascal involving
really?
Like Wiseman and Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, I didn't know that. But that would be a good trade. If they did that, then I think that they could improve, and I might have them higher, but depends if they do that. For the sixth seed, I have the Nuggets. And the only reason why I don't have them higher is because I think that Jokic will take us, like, he's not going to, I don't think he'll be the same MVP candidate. You can't just rely on Jokic to be this good every season. Yes, they're getting Jamal Murray back, but I think that unless Jokic has another MVP caliber season, I don't think that they'll make, they won't be too high. Yeah, so for the seventh seed, I have the Mavericks. And for similar reasons as you, they're basically a one-man team. It's only Doncic, nobody else. So I think that they'll stay
at the seventh. Also, they don't really have a great defense. They have a really great offense, but
they don't have a great defense either.
Yeah.
For the eighth seed, I have the Grizzlies. And I think Ja, I don't know. What is it? What's happening on Ja? I don't actually know.
What do you mean, what's happening with Ja?
Like, I feel like I just haven't heard about him.
I mean, hopefully he'll come back a better player next season. Yeah. He's always going to be improving. But they definitely, I mean, they're going to, just mainly I think there's going to be a more healthy team next season. I mean, they got Steven Adams, they got a few other players, they got Culver. I mean, they'll probably be a solid team next season.
Yeah. In ninth, I have the Blazers, and I think that they're sort of, like you said, they're sort of falling apart, and they're not a good defensive team. Like, they haven't been a good defensive team for a couple of seasons now, and if you're going to keep relying on Lillard to be really good, I don't think you can keep relying on that. He's getting a bit older now, so I think that they're going to start falling, and this season I think they're going to finish ninth. In 10th, I think 10th is the position that, like, you really have no clue what's going to happen. But I have the Rockets, just because they're getting Christian Wood back. And you never know, even though John Wall has not been amazing, he still, like, could be a really good player, even though coming back from injuries.
Also, they also got Jalen Green, who's really very top two pick. They also got a really underrated rookie. I think his name is Alperen Sengun. I don't know how to pronounce. I don't really know his name, but
I was actually watching.
He is a really underrated player. He's a really great defensive center, and he's gonna provide some depth under Wood, because Christian Wood is not the greatest defender.
Yeah.
He plays like, the dude literally plays like a vet, bro. Sengun, he literally plays like a vet. I don't know, but he plays really well. He plays a lot older than how old he actually is. And, you know, they still have Kevin Porter Jr. Maybe they'll trade Aaron Gordon. So, yeah, that actually is a very good pick. Yeah. I mean, the 10th seed, it could really be anyone.
Yeah, that's the one that you really don't know.
I think every single team will be competitive except for the Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs, if I was predicting them, it's just 15th. They just 100% 15th. I have no clue what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I don't know. They signed a bunch of random contracts.
Thank you for listening to the second episode of Basketball Talk. Stay tuned for the release of future episodes.